Brother Lorne Barry from the Leduc congregation will now consider the next part of this symposium. Have love among yourselves. Rejoice not over unrighteousness, but with the truth.
The world rejoices over unrighteousness. The proliferation, the popularity of violent and immoral entertainment that testifies to that statement. But remember, rejoicing over unrighteousness does not stem from love, but stems from greed. Now, in contrast, while the world rejoices over unrighteousness, with Jehovah it holds absolutely no attraction. Jehovah rejoices in the truth. Well, in what sense does this occur? Well, we must remember that Jehovah, of course, is identified in the Bible as the God of truth. And so Jehovah delights when truth triumphs over falsehood. But there's another aspect we want to consider. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And there you'll see from the context that it is discussing the quality of love. And of course, love is Jehovah's dominant quality. But notice verse 16 and take special note of how this sentence is arranged, because there's a contrast there. Look at verse 6. It says, it does not rejoice over unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. See, remember earlier we said Jehovah delights in seeing truth triumph over falsehood? Yet, in this Bible text, the contrast is truth with unrighteousness, not with falsehood. So, by extension, then, Jehovah God, whose dominant quality is love, does not merely approve of righteousness, but he rejoices in that quality. And that's why in the book of Psalm, when David recorded the words there, he says, Jehovah is righteous, he loves righteous acts. Jehovah loves the righteous acts of you brothers because he rejoices in truth. Well, how about Christ Jesus? Well, in a similar way, Christ Jesus loves truth and righteousness and hates, of course, what is bad. And while Christ was on the earth in his 3.5 years of ministry, there were occasions where they could bring sorrow to Christ Jesus. But he never focused on those occasions. Open your Bibles, please, to the 10th chapter of the book of Luke. And there the context is where the 70 disciples are returning from a missionary tour, and they're reporting to Christ Jesus the success that they have had on that trip. Now look at verse 21 of that 10th chapter. It says, in that very hour, he became overjoyed in the Holy Spirit and said, I publicly praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have carefully hidden these things from wise and intellectual ones and have revealed them to young children. Yes, O Father, because this is the way you have approved. Do you notice the joy which now Christ Jesus focuses on? Well, remember the disciples had just come back and reported their success over the demons. And so what is it that Christ Jesus said? He says, I see Satan already fallen. Yes, he foresaw the time when Satan, the enemy of truth and righteousness, would be ousted from heaven and that enemy be done away with. Also, within that same account there, we notice that Christ Jesus was not just happy that the apostles went out in the preaching, or the disciples went out in the preaching work, but you notice it says he became overjoyed at the aspect of them making known kingdom truth. Thirdly, in the 21st verse there, do you notice it says Jesus rejoiced over what? That his Father revealed spiritual truths to those who were humble, just like the little children. See, Christ Jesus didn't deal on the negative aspects. He found joy in things that build up. That's where his focus was. How about us? Well, in imitation of Christ Jesus, we rejoice too in learning about how the kingdom truth is being made known to others. And rather than we ourselves showing an undue interest in how unrighteous this world is, we rejoice in seeing what God's people are doing. And you know, that's difficult sometimes, because the world sometimes gets a little edge into our attitude. Note in the following demonstration how a sister is kindly helped to rejoice in truth and righteousness.
Oh, Alice.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
I've got to tell you what I just heard yesterday.
Well, remember Bethany, who used to attend some of our meetings years ago?
Yes, has she started going back to the meetings again?
Not at all. She left the man that she's living with to move in with another.
Wait, you've been keeping in touch with her?
Well, no, I haven't talked to her directly. But you know, word gets around. Anyway, can you believe it?
Debbie, we both know Bethany has done a lot of bad things since she stopped attending the meetings. And I really hope she makes changes and comes back. But in the meantime, do you really think we should be spending our time talking about all the bad things she's doing right now?
Well, probably not. I just figured, since we all grew up together, we want to know how far from the truth she's gotten.
But Debbie, love does not rejoice over unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
You know what? You're right. Why talk about this? We have so many good things to talk about.
Yes, we do. Like this morning. Do you remember that call we went on last week? Well, Helen and I went back again this morning, and the lady was home. She invited us in, and we placed a book.
Really?
Yes. We even got to show her one of our videos, and she said she may come to the meeting this Sunday.
That's wonderful. I hope.
See, as shown in the demonstration, my brothers, we rejoice, and we choose to rejoice in the righteous acts of Jehovah's people, not in the unrighteous acts of the world. And when you think of it, our website, jw.org, our television station, JW Broadcasting, it contains reports on how our brothers are doing, and it gives us ample cause for rejoicing. When we see the successes in their preaching work, when we see their efforts in the construction of buildings for the true worship, when we notice how our brothers work hard on behalf of those who are suffering calamity and they get involved in relief efforts. You see, those are the things we want to talk about. So may all of us, in imitation of Christ, rejoice, not over unrighteousness, but with the truth.